Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Investigators are disclosing more details about the gunman who killed 19 students and two staff members at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. As Jack Williams from Houston Public Media reports, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says there were no red flags before the attack.
At a press conference in the town about 85 miles west of San Antonio, a sometimes emotional Abbott said the gunman allegedly posted on Facebook 30 minutes before he entered Robb Elementary School with an AR-15 rifle he had purchased in March.
Reportedly, there has been no criminal history identified yet. He may have had a juvenile record, but that is yet to be determined. There was no known mental health history.
Abbott's Democratic challenger in the Texas governor's race, Beto O'Rourke, approached the stage during the press conference and shouted at Abbott in protest of the governor's response to shootings in the state before he was escorted away. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
Investigators are putting together a timeline of the Uvalde attack, which lasted up to 40 minutes. The gunman was killed by a border patrol. A vigil was held there Wednesday night in honor of the shooting victims. President Biden has signed an executive order that's aimed at overhauling policing practices. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the signing came on the second anniversary of George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis.
The executive actions will create a national registry of police fired for misconduct, though only federal law enforcement agencies can be required to use it. Biden will also direct federal law enforcement agencies to revise their use of force policies and restrict the transfer of military equipment to local police forces. Biden initially wanted bipartisan legislation to overhaul policing, but congressional negotiations fizzled. The executive actions took months to hammer out with police and civil rights groups and don't go as far as legislation could. As the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police put it in an interview with NPR, it isn't going to cause a sea change, but it is a step forward. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
A candlelight vigil was held in Minneapolis Wednesday night at the intersection where George Floyd died. The head of the FDA is acknowledging that the closing of the nation's largest infant formula plant for safety reasons created a crisis. Robert Califf told a House panel Wednesday that the agency should have moved faster once it learned about the issue.
FDA's timeliness of interviewing the whistleblower and getting into the facility for a for-cause inspection were too slow. And some decisions in retrospect could have been more optimal.
First Lady Jill Biden and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy welcomed a second shipment of tens of thousands of pounds of baby formula Wednesday, which arrived in the U.S. aboard a flight from Germany. This is NPR News. China's foreign minister is visiting South Pacific nations amid concerns over Beijing's growing military and diplomatic presence in the region. Wang Yi's trip includes a visit to the Solomon Islands, where a new security agreement is raising concern that China will place troops in the region. An independent report commissioned by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson finds that government parties held during the pandemic lockdown broke rules. NPR's Frank Langford has more from London.
The report found that the culture in Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government led to a disregard for COVID rules. Quote, "We seem to have got away with it," the Prime Minister's private secretary wrote after one such party. Speaking in Britain's House of Commons, Johnson was contrite.
"We are humbled by the experience and we have learned our lesson."
Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer said once again Johnson should resign.
"You cannot be a lawmaker and a lawbreaker. It's time to pack his bags. Only then can the rot be carved out."
However, Johnson again refused to step down. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
Boeing's Starliner space capsule returned to Earth on Wednesday. The spacecraft ferried a test dummy to the International Space Station and back. NASA hopes Starliner can be used to transport astronauts to the outpost by the end of this year or in early 2023. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.